The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim, Daf Tzadi Aleph. Today's Daf is being studied. Lezecher Nishmat, Elu Nishmat, Mor Zekini, Rabbi Yosef Ben Sara. Elu Nishmat, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tinihem, Began Eden, Amen. Fuash Shlema, Sara, Ruhama, בת רחב וסרה בת רחב ומשה בנינה אין נא לפן אליהם רפואת הנפש רפואת הגוף רפואתם קרובה לבוא וכן ינסו ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on צדי א' עמוד ראשון, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down, starting from the איבעיה להו. Gemara has a question. איבעיה להו אמרה לבעלה, a lady tells her husband, גירשתני, you divorced me. But what? She doesn't have any records of the divorce, of the get itself. Either it got lost or it got ripped up. So therefore the question is, what's her status? Do you say that we consider her divorced, we believe her, or not? Mao, what's the deen? Do you believe her or not? That's the question on this daf. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Menuna. Rav Menuna comes along and tries to answer the question. Tashema. Ha'omeret teme'a ani lach. Which means, we learned in the case of our Mishnah. One of the cases of our Mishnah was what, where the lady comes and tells the husband, teme'a ani lach. She was an eshet kohen. She comes along and says, I was ne'insa. And therefore ne'insa, she becomes forbidden to the husband. She says, teme'a ani lach. De'afilu le'mishnah aharona. That even according to the second Mishnah, which we learned, that the second Mishnah held that she has to bring a proof that she is indeed that if she just says teme'a, she's not believed until she brings a proof. Over there, we suspect that she's lying. Why? Over there, we suspect she's going to lie because the husband doesn't know. When she comes along and says teme'a, the husband doesn't know, so therefore you suspect that she's lying. Because maybe she saw somebody else that she has her eyes on, and that's why you don't believe her. However, aval gabi gerashtani diyadaba, when she comes along and says you divorced me, the husband knows if he divorced her or not, and therefore mehimna, we'll believe her. You know why? The hazaka in isha me'iza paneha bifne ba'ala. A rule: a lady is not going to be me'iz, is not going to be brazen to lie in front of her husband on something that her husband knows about. Which means, according to this version of Rav Menuna, he's answering it very simply. When a lady comes along and says, Gerashtani, you believe her. You know why? Because the husband knows if he's divorced or not. She's not going to come and brazenly lie and say to the husband, you divorced me, when he didn't divorce her. So therefore, she's believed. Mashiachin in the Mishnah, when according to the Mishnah Haruna, when she said, Teme'a, I am Teme'a, you know why you don't believe her? Because she has every. It's easy for her to lie. Because the husband doesn't know if she's Timea or not. So therefore, when she just says Timea, she doesn't bring it ayah, she's not believed because the husband doesn't know. But when the husband knows, like in the case of Girushin, the husband knows if he divorced or not, and she says Girashtani, she is believed because Hazaka in Isha Mi'iza Bifne Ba'la. So that's Rabbi Menuna's Shita, that the Girushin is indeed a Girushin. Amar Le Rabba, Rabba comes along and says, Adrabba. On the contrary, afidu lemishnah rishona, diktani mehemna, according to the first sevaran in the Mishnah, we learned that when a lady says teme'a ani, she is believed. According to that shita, you know why she's believed? Hata mishum delo avida lebizuye nafsha. You know why? Because a lady is not going to say something that's going to make her embarrassed. So when she comes along, you know why according to the Mishnah rishona, when she says teme'a, she's believed? Because that's very embarrassing to say such a thing. She's not going to lie, right, that she was raped because it's embarrassing, especially Eshet Kohen. So therefore, the Mishnah Yishuna help you, she's believed because a lady's not going to say something that is mevazeh. However, aval hacha. But here in the case where she says, Gerashtani, where she tells the husband that you divorced me, the zimnin diktakif la min gavra. Sometimes she gets angry at the husband. The husband's being, mean to her, whatever it is. She wants to get back at the husband. Me'izah me'izah. She'll be me'izu me'iz. And therefore she'll be brazen. Which means, I can tell you, Rava says the exact opposite sevara. As Rav Menuna. I'll tell you that on the contrary, when she says Gerashtani, she's not believed. Why is she not believed? Because in the case where there's an embarrassing thing, she's not going to say an embarrassing thing unless it's true. So she says Teme'a Ani, Must be she was ne'insa, because she's not going to just embarrass herself and say something like that. But gerashtani, adrabah. Maybe the husband is starting up with her, and she's getting nervous of the husband, so she'll be me'is in front of him. She'll say, gerashtani, even though it's not true. So therefore, according to Rava, lo ne'imah. So because that we have a fantastic ma'alok, we didn't have a menuna, and Rava, when a lady says gerashtani, is she ne'imenit or not ne'imenit? Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Misharsha. Rav Misharsha comes along and asks a question. Hashamayim beni lebenecha. One of the cases of the Mishnah was where the lady says, the heavens are a testimony between me and you. And how do we learn that case? That was a case where she was coming along and saying to the husband that his zera is not yorek hachetz. Right, that Zera doesn't shoot like an arrow, and therefore she was coming along and she had claims against the husband. The reason why she says Hashamayim, because only the Shamayim knows that this is true. So she said Hashamayim bini lebenecha de Mishnah Rishona. According to Mishnah Rishona, we said what when she says such a claim, she indeed is believed. Right? According to Mishnah Rishona, she's believed. So what's the question? This is a question according to Rava. Why? What did Rava just teach us? Rava just taught us that what? That when it comes to Gerashtani, why is she not believed? Because she's coming to, she will be Meiz. Also, what's the question over here? So let's look at the Ran. The Ran comes along and says, look at Hashamayim. The Ran, the Buddha, Matel Hashamayim, Beni de Benecha, the Mishnah Rishona, שאמרו נאמנת, תיופתד רבה, דה אמר רבה, דה אפילו למשנה ראשונה, כי אמרה גרשתני לא מהמנה. Which means, according to רבה, right? He held that when a lady says גרשתני, she's not נאמנת. Why? Because she'll be מאיז. So therefore, why is she believed when she comes along, according to the משנה ראשונה, and says, תזירה זאת יורק החץ. That's not an embarrassing thing. That's not embarrassing. For according to Rava, what's the Sivara? She's only believed on items that if it's an embarrassing item, and if she still says she did it, then she must be she did it. Because there must be it's true, because otherwise she wouldn't embarrass herself. Yoreka Haitz is not an embarrassing thing. To her, at least. And therefore, still we're saying in the Mishnah Yishuna, she's believed. What do you mean? I understand why she's believed on Timi'ah Ani, according to Rava. Timi'ah Ani, she's not going to lie on something that's incriminating to her, embarrassing to her. But so why is she believed then, according to you, Rava, on Yoreka Haitz? So Gemara says, "Hacha delet la kesupa." Again, the question is here. There's no embarrassment. It's part of the question. There's no embarrassment by Yorek Hayetz v'ketani demehemna. And still, what? She's believed. So therefore, Rava Sivara doesn't work. Gemara says, "Kasava Rava hatam keban delo sagila delo amra en Yorek Hayetz." Since she didn't come into court and say it beferus, by the way, what did she say? Hashamayim bini ubenecha. That's a very vague way of saying that his zera has not yorek hachetz. Ela what? Ilo ita kedeka amra lo amra la ole hashamayim bini lebenecha. Which means, she would not have came into the betin and made such a statement like that and said, Hashamayim bini benecha, unless she felt it was embarrassing to say such a thing. And therefore, it's also embarrassing for the lady to say such a thing. Why is it embarrassing to say such a thing? Because kind of there, she's talking about her husband, private things like that, that her husband says, that yorek hachetz. And therefore, it's embarrassing to say such a thing. And I'll prove you, Rava says that she's embarrassed, because she doesn't say that in the court. She says a very vague statement in the court. Hashamayim bini benecha. We're interpreting it. That's what she means. That's why she's naimed it. Look at the Ran. The Ran speaks out. Hatam. Let's get all the words over here. Hatam. Kevan de lo sagyala de lo amra in yurekahetz. She didn't say it beferush that the zera's not yurekahetz. Ilo ite kedek amra lo amra le. Which is, she wouldn't have said it only in a way where she was able to couch it, right? The kevan she siricha le barer de barea ke de amra shabayim bini lebenecha the siricha lomad beferush mashito. You have to explain what those words mean. Alav dairush en yurek haetz kasifa lemilta. She must be embarrassed. That's why she's saying it in a vague way. The ilav de kushtahi. If it wasn't for the fact that it's true, lo ava amart, she wouldn't have said it. So therefore, Rava is consistent. Rava says, just like the Nereshah, when she says, Teme'ah Ani, she's believed. So to what she says, Shamayim b'riu b'neka, she's also, because that's also kasifa l'milta. How do you know it's kasifa l'milta? How do you know it's embarrassing? From the way she said it. She said, Shamayim b'riu b'neka. She should have just said it b'ferush. Ela what? She must be telling the truth. Comes the Gemara, continues with a quote from the Mishnah. Hashamayim b'ni l'b'necha. Right? One of the cases was Shamayim b'ni l'b'necha, which means she's making a situation to her husband where she's saying that she wants out because his zera is not yorei kahetz. The Mishnah Aharona, and when we say according to Mishnah Aharona, she's not believed according to the Mishnah Aharona until she brings proof, right? That was the whole point of the Mishnah Aharona. That in all these three cases over here, you got to bring proof. Oh, Teveti Yufta de Rava Menuna. Let it be a question on Rava Menuna. Why? Vahacha de Yad'a hi uba'ala yad'a'ba v'ketani de lo mehemna. Which means, in this case over here, she knows that the zera is not yorei kahetz, and he knows the zera is not yorei kahetz, and still what? You're not believed. I thought on the contrary. I thought on items according to Rav Menorah that the husband knows about, she's believed because she's not going to be me'iz. What was the reason why Rav Menorah said by Girashtani that the lady is believed? Because since the husband knows if he gave his wife a divorce or not, she's not going to be me'iza in front of the husband. Yeah. Oh, what do you mean, Rav Menorah? You have a kasha from the Sefer of the Mishnah. Because in the Sefer of the Mishnah, what did it say? The lady comes along and says, your zera is not yorei kahetz. Now, he knows if his zera is yorei kahetz or not. And still what? The Mishnah says, not believed. In the Mishnah Harunah. Why not believed? The Chaura, since he knows, she's not going to brazenly lie against. So if it's a question according to Rav Menorah, Gemara's answer. Kasavara Rav Menorah, hachaname, hi gufa amra, nihid bibi'a yada, biyore kahetz mi yada, umishumache, mishakra. He might know if he's able to make a bi'a or not. Not might know, he knows if he can make a bi'a or not. But he doesn't know if it's zera is yorei kahetz. Only the lady knows if the zera is yorei kahetz because she feels it kind of there. So therefore, that's why she's not believed. Because the husband doesn't know. No, she's not believed. Therefore, in the sefa, according to Mishnah Haronah, you're not believed. Why? Because lo yada. And therefore, she could be lying. Again, the only time we say that the lady is going to be honest is if the husband knows what happened, she's not going to be me'iza. In this case, the Gemara is saying, according to Rav Menorah, the husband doesn't know if the zera is yorei kahetz. The lady knows that. Therefore, she can say anything she wants. Then when she comes along and says the zera is not yorei kahetz, could be she's lying because the husband cannot disprove it. Therefore, she'll be me'iza in such a case. And that's why I have no question against Rav Menorah. So it comes out, the maskarat nisugya, you have again a mahloket, fantastic mahloket, you have a Menorah, Rava. When a lady says, Girashtani, do you believe or not? Kot Rav Menorah, you believe her. Or Kot Rava, no. Sheila is, what's the halakha? So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Ulinyan halakha. Scroll down in the Ran, you see Ulinyan halakha. Kaimalan ke Rav Menorah. Oh. The Isha she'amra le'ba'ala Girashtani, ne'emenet. The Sugyan bechule hashas kevateh. Umedamina la le'matnitin. Shema' minah. שלא לתירה בלבד לנסה נאמנת, אלא אף ליטול כתובה. The Ran goes a step further. Not only is she believed to say that she's נתגרשה, but she's believed to the extent where the husband's going to have to shell out the כתובה, which means it's a full, we believe fully. דומיית המתניתין. Weren't we comparing this case to the cases of המשנה? The cases of המשנה were cases where the lady gets divorced and gets a Ketubah. And since we were drawing analogies between this case to the cases of our Mishnah, the Ram wants to say, Nidgar Shah, when she claims that claim, she's considered divorced and she's going to get the Ketubah as well. The Katani Yotzit Venotelet Ketubata. Good. Then the Ram over here has a subject over here. Maybe she'll get only Ketubah, but she won't get Tosefet Ketubah. Tosefet Ketubah is what the husband, you know, adds on to the standard amount of the ketubah. Yeah. So he says, could be only ketubah she's going to get, but not the tosefet ketubah. That's what he wants to say as well. Now, the Ran goes on to say, good. Now, look at the Ran one, two, three, four, the fifth wide line down. Miu katav rizal tedav kekishitovat nitkaresh. Only when she's claiming what that she wants to get divorced. Who damnin yotzivitin ketubah? Aval tovat ketubah lo mehemda. Which means if she just comes up straight and says I want the ketubah, then she's not believed. Since over she's not claiming ketubah, she's claiming girushin. Once you believe on the girushin, then the mehemda ketubah is brought out as a result of it. Okay, comes the Gemara further and says, now we're going to discuss some stories. Hahi itita. Okay, there was a certain woman. Dechol yomad de tashmish. Every night that she had tashmish with her husband, mikadma mashia yadeh legavra. The next morning, she would wash her husband's hands. Netilat yadayim. After the tashmish, you have to make netilat yadayim. So she was a good wife. After tashmish every night, in the morning, she would bring the netilat yadayim to wash her husband's hands. Good. Look at the Ran on the bottom. Hey, itita. Eshet kohenaita. Oh, the Ran tells us a very important fact. She was the wife of a kohen. The Eshet Yisrael, kevan she'afil lefi devaras sevura ita she ba'ala en necha onetz gadol mize. We're going to see a case of it where she was ne'insa. And therefore, the Gemara is going to say, is she forbidden to the husband or not? Now, if she was an Eshet Yisrael, even if she was Ne'insa, she's still muteret to the husband. So then we have to say the case is talking about a Eshet Kohen. Now, what happened? So what happened? So next one morning, she comes, she brings the husband, Netilat Yadayim. The husband comes along and says, what are you talking about? He comes along and says, Yomachad atya lemaya lemamasha. She brought him the water to wash his hands. Amar la, so the husband tells her, Hadam milta lo havit ha'idana. What are you talking? I wasn't with you. Which means there were no tashmi. What are you bringing me the water for? Oh, amra le. So she comes along and says, if that's the case, imken, had min nochrim. It must have been one of the nochrim, ahaluye, which means one of the besamim merchants that's selling the mochre oil is a type of spice. The spice merchants came to the house, it seems, that night. So it could be one of the spice merchants over there made this havon over here. The havi acha idana, right, that was here today. Iant lo, if it wasn't you, dilma had minehon. Maybe it was one of them. So now the she'ela is, she's Eshet Kohen. She's claiming over here, the guy's claiming it wasn't me. And she's claiming, oh, I must have been one of them. She's Ne'insa. Because obviously she didn't know. And therefore, the question is she forbidden to go back to husband or not? Amar Rav Nachman, Einea Natna Be'acher. Veled Ba Mashasha Bimila. You don't believe her. Her eyes are probably on somebody else. So therefore, she's trying to get out of the marriage with her husband. So therefore, she's making up a story. Until you have proof, you do not accept such a story. Again, probably she saw somebody else she wants to be with. Therefore what? She fabricated the story. So therefore you cannot trust her in order to get out. Gemara tells a similar story. Gemara says, Ahi itita. De lo ava badiha da'ata bade gabra. There was a certain woman, she didn't show a happy face to her husband. She always was like upset and sad. Amar la idana maishena, which means today you look very upset. No, you look very upset. Why? What's the problem? Amra le me'olam lo tsa'artan bederich eretz ka'idana. You never caused me more tsar in the tashmish like last night, and therefore it's tremendous tsar I have. That's why I'm all upset. Amar la lo hava adam milta ha'idana. It wasn't me. I wasn't there last night. What are you talking about? Oh, amra le, imken, halen nukhrim neftuye. Must be the neft, the oil deliverers that came to drop the neft to the house. Must be the goyim in the house. Da'avu hacha idana i'ant lo. If it wasn't you, dilma had min nehon. Maybe it was one of them. So the question is again, is she forbidden to be with the husband? So comes the Gemara and says, amar li'ur of Nachman, Lo tashkehinun ba. Don't pay attention to her claims. Notenet einea be'acher havai. She's putting her eyes on somebody else, and therefore the claim is not believed. She can stay with the husband. Gabra tells another story. Ahu Gabra. There was a certain fellow.
De'ava meharzik bebeta. He was hiding in the house. That's the Kedaran. Meharzik shehayan nehaba im ota isha.
He was with the Eshet Ish. He was hiding in the house over there with her. And what happened?
Who v'inteta?
Her and this, him and this wife, this Eshet Ish.
Al ata mare debeta.
The husband came home. Now this guy over here is hiding in the in the place over there.
What happened? Parteno ef lehutza.
So when he saw the husband, he broke through the hutza. So that was like a curtain, a wall of like a hutza, like palms. He broke through the hedges like, and he ran.
Da'arak, he ran away. Amarava iteta sharia.
The lady's permissible. Now, if she committed Isur, she, of course she's a surah to the husband. Forget about Eshet Kohen now. A regular lady, Eshet Israel. If she committed the oof with this guy, she's a surah to go back to the husband. So Gemara said, no problem. Why?
She says, Im ita de'avad isura,
if the guy made Isur,
irkuse hava mirkas. What does that mean? Ran says, Shayam mahbi atzmo kedosh shel yirekel ono.
He would remain in hiding, which he doesn't want him to become revealed. If he committed the avon, he'd be embarrassed. He'd be hiding still behind the door. The fact that he ran away must be he didn't do anything different, because you saw him when he ran away. The husband was able to identify him. So that's a sign that he didn't do anything yet. Therefore, mutar.
Comes again when I tells another story. Ha'u no'ef. De'al legabe de'ahi inteta.
Okay, he was by, again, a lady's house. He was by Eshet Ish.
Ata gavra.
Oh, so the husband came home.
Salik no'ef, so the no'ef went up. Etiv b'chela'e baba.
He went, he hid behind, like, the curtain behind the door. So he's hiding now, right?
Hava mehatan tahle taman.
Now, there was cress over there. Cress is like a type of vegetable, and something like that. And there was cress over there.
However, v'ta'aminun hevya.
The no'ef saw that the cress was poisoned by a snake. The ba'alabayit came home. He sees the cress over there. He wants to eat it.
Ba'am mared de'betal le'mechal minanehu tahleh.
He wants to eat from the cress.
Be'lo da'ata de'inteta.
Which means he doesn't have any da'at. He didn't ask the wife or anything. He just wants to pick up the cress and eat it. So now the no'ef, he doesn't want the guy to die.
So what happens?
The guy jumps out of the behind the door and says, don't eat the cress. Don't tichul minon. The ta'aminun havya. A snake ate this over here. So now the question is, from this story, did that guy commit an avon or not?
So the Gemara says, Amarava intete sharia.
He told your wife is muteret. Why?
Im ite de avad isura.
If the guy committed isur, ni hale de likul vilimut. He wants him to die. Of course.
Dichtiv, ki naafu vedam bidehem.
But if a guy is capable of committing the oof, he's capable of committing murder as well. And therefore, the guy doesn't want him to have his this guy around over here. He wants to go get married to. Ela what? So you see, the fact that he saved the guy's life, the husband's life, must be he didn't do anything.
So comes the Gemara and says, Peshita.
Of course. You have to tell me that. Is that obvious?
Says, no. Ma'u detema isura abad.
Could be he did the isur.
Ve'hai de'amar le de'ni'ale de'lo le'mud ba'al.
And the reason why he wants the husband to stay alive, so the wife, now that he committed the ufan, will be fulfilling the pasuk mayim genuvim yimtaku
velechem setarim yin'am,
which means like this. We know a sevarat Shlomo Melech says stolen waters are sweeter. Mayim genuvim yimtaku. What's the pshat? The yetzirah, when something is isur, so the Yetzirah drives you to do it, right? There's a greater Yetzirah to do it. Therefore, the Hana'ah is always greater. If something's permissible is not as great as forbidden fruit, is always more pleasurable because the Yetzirah urges you on. So I could have thought like this, Adraba, maybe the guy, the No'ef, wants to keep the husband alive. Why? Because now the sin becomes more pleasurable. Now it's Mayim Genuvim. You know, if he knocks off the husband, So now already, it's not the Mayim Ginuvim anymore. Exciting. It's not as exciting as the Avon. So therefore, could be, I would have thought that Adrabah, that he committed the Avon, and the reason why he saved them is because he wants to have the Mayim Ginuvim factor. Kamash Ma'alan, that we don't go with that. That you say that really he'd rather knock off the husband so he can marry her. And from the fact that he didn't do that, must be that means he didn't do the Ni'uf. Now, the Ran over here, before we finish, points out something very significant. He says like this. The Chaura, we have a rule that we're going to learn in Masechet Sotah. A lady does not become forbidden to her husband in cases like this unless he made kinui and stira. What does kinui mean? Kinui means he has to warn his wife. Al tistiri mish peloni. Do not be secluded with such a man. And after he warns her, there's witnesses that come along and say that they saw these two secluded. That's what you need to have in order to make the lady forbidden. So what are we discussing over here? Guy standing behind the closet, guy standing behind the wall. It means nothing. So long as there was no kinu in stira, there's nothing to talk about. So look at the Ran, the last Ran in the Masechet. To get what else says. Look at the Ran. He was standing behind the door. The reason why you have to come on to all these reasons to matir her, which means if you didn't have these reasons, she still would be permissible. Why? Or witnesses that saw the ma'aseh. Ela di'ilad mishum hanitam. If you didn't have these logic that we're giving you over here, that what? That the guy wouldn't have done it because he wouldn't run away to be seen. Right? Or you're saying, if the guy really wanted to do the avon, he would have killed. What do you need these sivarot for? Even without these sivarot, she's muteret. So long as you don't have kinui and stiran edim, she's muteret. So what do you got to give me? All these other reasons. So he says, hayara ui b'che yosef ze lakol ba'al nefesh lachush la'atzmo kedel lachet yedei shamayim. Even though she wouldn't be forbidden if you didn't have these sivarot, Yeresh Shamayim guy would keep away in this case from his wife because of the circumstance. Which means even though Min Hadin, there was no kinuich that technically she could be. She's okay. So what do you tell me? What are you giving me sivarot? He wouldn't have ran away. Even if he would, even if he didn't run away. She's still permissible. Even if the guy, let's go the other way. Even if the guy didn't kill the husband. Right? Which means, I'm sorry, even if the guy killed the husband, she's still muteret. Yeah. So long as there's no kinui stira, so what do you give me the sivarot? Now, because if he would have killed the husband, Baal Nefesh should divorce his wife in such a case. Even though it's not from the law, but once you already have the circumstantial evidence working over here, you run away. Now, if this noef didn't run out of the room and he stayed there, even though from the law you're permissible because there was no kinui stira, but Baal Nefesh yachmir al atzmo. That's what the Ran is saying. Why you had to give me these sivarot over here? Not to say that if you didn't have the sivarot, she would be forbidden. She's still permissible. But if you didn't have these sivarot, a normal guy would have to be choshesh. In that case over there, latzet, yedei shomayim hadran alach ve'enu nedarim v'shtik alam masechet nedarim. Hadran alach masechet nedarim. Hadrak alan ve'atan alach masechet nedarim. Ve'atadak alan. La neshim minna masechet nedarim. La neshim minna. La ba'amadin. La ba'amadate. Hadran alach masechet nedarim. ندرك علان نتان على بسيط داريم نتان علان لا بشي بدك بسيط داريم الشي بدك لا بعمادين لا بعمادتي أدران على بسيط داريم ندرك علان نتان على بسيط داريم نتان علان لا بشي بدك بسيط داريم لا بشي بدك أبعمادين لا بعمادتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيتو الخامة تيرم بعد مزه تيرم من المبا حنا بالبابا ربي بالبابا طبعا بالبابا حي بالبابا أبا مالي بالبابا رفهم بالبابا رخيص بالبابا حب البابا ده بالبابا ده روب البابا عارف ده دواي دول تبي تغبي فينو في فيضة بقابة السيد من هيك كلانو أنا أخلو سيسرم سيسيس سيسينو سيسام بقابة السيد كلانو يهود يشم إيخا يدوم ده توالك هذا شمام وهي باي تحكمين تول مسوه تيخا كي لا ميدي هي اللي بيت أمي حكيك بانو ربوش يولان وشكاح مشكو تيخا كي بامي أجل بروخ التانو ناي لما دي حكيك أمين 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 سيدا بعيد מודי מנה לו בדרך אדם ואין לבותינו ששמת חכנו יושבי בית המדרש נוסמת חכנו יושבי חרנות שאנו משכמים ומשכמים אנו משכמים דברי תורה ומשכמים דברים בטלים אנו עמלים ומאמינים אנו עמלים מקבלים שכר והם מאמינים ואין לו מקבלים שכר אנו נעשים והם נעשים אנו נעשים לחיי העולם הבא והם נעשינו בשחת שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידנו בשחת אשר יממה לא יחצו עמהם ואני אבטח בגיל אסון
ויוסיף רצות החיים, אור הקמים בימינה, שמונה ראש שלך, אדוני עוזמו ייתן, אדוני ברך תעמו בשלום, קדיש על ישראל.